Probably before he died, they were sort of
worried.
Yeah. Can I get a pronunciation on that?
Yeah, you'd be worried about it.
Okay. Somebody has something where his joints act up, say when it rains or something like that. You call that
arthritis.
Rheumatism.
Okay. How would you say? What would you say about rheumatism?
What would you say about?
Yeah. Can you put some kind of in a sentence some way or?
I had rheumatism when I was 12 years old. Rheumatic fever, rheumatism.
Okay. Would you say if you wanted to express the thought that it was painful, what would you say? Just putting in a real simple sentence.
It really ached.
Okay. I'm trying to. I really don't know how to describe the symptoms of this disease. It's before me.
Oh, one of those. What are some of the old diseases that children used to get? People used to get and would die of years and years ago, but don't so much anymore.
With penicillin. Mm-hmm.
Well, tuberculosis, they don't die of.
Okay, that's one. Do you know of any other ones?
Typhoid fever you used to die from.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, polio. I mean.
I think this is some kind of respiratory disease, isn't it? I don't even know.
I'm not sure.
Consumption.
Well, that's TB. I said TB, yes. TB is consumption, same.
For year and year, I never heard of tuberculosis. It was consumption.
I think the best way to do this is to show you this, because it's, you know, we're really looking for pronunciation here. And that's probably the best way to
say it.
If you could just read this. This one right here.
Oh, diphtheria.
Yeah. That's
diphtheria?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Somebody has a disease of his liver where he turns yellow.
Jaundice.
Yellow jaundice.
Okay. Somebody a lot of times has a real problem where you have to have an emergency operation. You say he's got he's down here.
Appendectomy?
Yeah, he has to have an appendectomy. What do you call the disease itself?
Appendicitis.
Appendicitis.
Okay. If somebody is sick, this is one of the less tasteful things in the questionnaire. If somebody is sick to the point where he can't keep his breakfast down,
mm-hmm.
you can say he has to
Well, I say throw up. Now, all of it's one's as bad as the other.
Well, it's not one of the more elegant acts, actually.
Upchuck is one that some people use, but I never have.
I never heard that one, I don't think.
Oh, yes.
Not me.
Well.
Is there anything else?
Throw up, vomit.
Puke.
Yes.
I take it that is a relatively inelegant term.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if it's any worse than throw up or...
What would they say down at the... down with the boys, would they say?
Just what I told you.
All right. That's what I thought. Okay. If somebody looks like this is about... He's about to do this, you might say he looks like he's...
sick to his stomach.
Okay. What would you say?
The same thing.
Okay.
He's sick to his stomach.
Okay. If,
Oh, there again, those words will be used a little bit according to the crowd you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's one thing we wanted to find out.
Well,
sick
to his stomach. What else would you say?
But before that.
Oh, yeah.
Vomit, throw out and all that stuff. You use that a little bit more according to the crowd you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we like to hear people say when they use it, too.
Yeah.